Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, May 30th, 2023. I'm Rich Straffolino. The not-for-profit Center for AI Safety, or CAIS, issued the following statement. Mitigating the risk of extinction from AI should be a global priority alongside other societal scale risks, such as pandemics and nuclear war. Hundreds of AI scientists, tech leaders, and public figures signed onto the statement, including AI pioneer Jeffrey Hinton, OpenAI CEO Sam Altman, DeepMind CEO Demis Hassabis, and Grimes. CAIS also said that it kept the statement succinct to avoid having the most severe risks of AI drowned out by other important and urgent risks. MediaTek announced a partnership with NVIDIA on automotive infotainment systems. Under the partnership, MediaTek will integrate NVIDIA GPU chiplets and software onto its SoCs that it sells to automakers. These systems would also integrate with NVIDIA's driver assistance systems. MediaTek CEO Rick Tsai said he expects the first products from the partnership in late 2025. And now for some other news from Computex. Asus showed off a new motherboard slot that can supply up to 600 watts of power for high-end GPUs, replacing the need for standard power cables. Asus said it plans to release the tech globally later this year, but warned cards and motherboards with it would cost slightly more. Intel detailed the vision processing unit that it will include on its upcoming Meteor Lake chips. Intel says the VPU will be used for sustained AI workloads, generally things running in the background. It sees on-die GPUs being used for heavier, parallelized tasks, with CPU cores used for low-latency inferencing when needed. The VPU and GPU will also be able to work on the same AI workloads simultaneously. The idea is that the VPU will help speed AI workloads using much less power than a GPU-only approach. MSI also announced new laptop lines. One is a commercial 14 series aimed at high-end enterprise users, offering optional features typical for the market, things like integrated smart card readers, NFC, and a separate security suite. There's also the Prestige 16 Studio Evo laptop coming in the second half of this year, aimed at creative professionals with Thunderbolt 4, NVIDIA's Studio platform with discrete RTX GPUs, and a 99 watt-hour battery. And the company partnered with Mercedes on the Stealth 16 Mercedes-AMG Motorsport gaming laptop. It's got a Mercedes logo on the lid, an AMG logo on the spacebar, a power button that pretends to be an engine ignition switch, and lots of RGB lighting because this thing is anything but subtle. No word on pricing for any of these laptops. Nikkei Asia sources say Canon developed a material for quantum dot OLED panels that uses lead rather than rare earth metals. Samsung's current high-end OLEDs use indium phosphide, which mostly comes from China. Canon hopes to commercialize the tech in a few years as a way to insulate panel production from geopolitical risks. Lead can also be much more easily sourced from recycled components and costs about 1% of indium. Amazon began testing dine-in payment options in its app with select restaurants in Bengaluru, India. Users have an option of paying with credit cards, bank accounts, UPI, and Amazon Pay Later in the app. India's dominant food delivery services, Zomato and Swiggy, both offer similar dine-in payment options. The latest version of the Arc browser adds an update to its Boost feature, letting users customize colors, fonts, saturation, and more on individual websites. Boost also support a feature called Zaps, which let users go deeper into CSS and JavaScript to remove elements from a page. 9to5 Mac's Zach Hall, however, points out that minor changes by a site's publisher could break this customization. Niantic announced a new mixed reality web app called Wool. This can be played on a phone, but also utilize pass-through video on Meta's Quest 2 and Quest Pro VR headsets. The app presents a talking owl that interacts with the user with facts about a virtual redwood forest. Niantic Director of Product Tom Emmerich said it created the app to demonstrate its eighth wall technology for building web-based AR apps. Starting May 23rd, users of the Surface Pro X tablets reported its cameras stopped working. Users found rolling back the system date to May 22nd restored functionality, indicating it involved an expired driver certificate. Now, Microsoft issued a temporary fix to the issue, although it warned it may disable some camera features and lower image quality until an updated driver is available. Researchers from the University of California, San Diego published details about a low-cost clip that can be used with a smartphone's camera to monitor blood pressure in the journal Scientific Reports. The clip costs about 10 cents to make, it's 3D printed, and does not need calibration with a separate blood pressure cuff. The clip goes over a phone's camera and flash, uses a pinhole-sized cutout that measures pressure and brightness of the blood in a fingertip. The Korea Fair Trade Commission unconditionally cleared Microsoft's proposed acquisition of Activision Blizzard. The regulator said, given the small market share of Microsoft and Blizzard games in South Korea, it had no concerns it would impact competition. Sick burn. And finally, according to an updated support page spotted by Mark Gurman, Apple will shut down its My Photo Stream photo syncing service on July 26th, with users able to upload photos until June 26th. Apple introduced the service back in 2011, which synced photos to Apple's cloud for 30 days. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And if you enjoyed the show, remember to tell a friend to check it out. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.